This is Dr. Cassieri. As we continue in our course entitled The Doctrine of Christ, when we were together last time, we began our last lesson in the course entitled Results of His Return, and we began to look at point E with regard to the nations and unregenerate individuals, and we looked and talked about the judgment of the nations will follow the revelation of Christ. And next we want to, it seems likely, as we, again, we're under point E, it seems likely that the sheep nations, as we saw, will then follow the Lord. Look with me in Isaiah chapter 2. Isaiah chapter 2. The prophet Isaiah chapter 2. Isaiah chapter 2 and verses 2 and 3. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways. And we will walk in his paths, for out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And obviously, as we talked about the judgment of the nations, we saw how the nations, the sheep nations on the right hand of the Lord will enter into the kingdom because they treated the Jews well. So obviously this is going to be, must be talking about the sheep nations, amen, that will go up to Jerusalem, amen, to the house of the Lord. Now the goat nations, as we saw in Matthew 25, will go into everlasting punishment. The goat nations will be rendered vengeance in flaming fire. Look in 2 Thessalonians with me. In 2 Thessalonians, in chapter number 1, in verses 7 through 9. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. And to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Obviously, these must be referred to those of the goat nations, amen, who mistreated Israel during the tribulation, or was neutral and didn't help them out at all. Now, those remaining on earth, we're still on the point E now, as we're looking at the results of his return with regard to the nations and unregenerate individuals. Those remaining on earth will be forced to serve Christ, for he will rule with a rod of iron. Let's look at some places that speak of that. First, in Psalm chapter 2, the book of Psalms, Psalm 2, in verse number 9 with me. Psalm 2, in verse number 9. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a pot is shed. The Word of God says, amen, thou shalt break them with the rod of iron. Look also in Zechariah with me. In the book of Zechariah, chapter 9, in Zechariah 9, verse number 10, we read, And I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the horse from Jerusalem. And the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace unto the heathen, and his dominion shall be from sea even to sea, and from river even to the ends of the earth. Amen. And then one last place. Amen. Revelations chapter 5 with me, or 11. Revelations chapter 11, verse number 5. In Revelations chapter 11, verse number 5, it says, And if any man will hurt them, fire proceeded out of their mouth and devoured their enemies, and if any will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. Actually, I wanted to look at verse 15. I'm sorry, Revelations 11, verse 15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there was great voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever, amen. So now the kingdoms are no longer the kingdoms of the devil, amen. Now they're of the Lord's, amen. And he's going to reign, rule and reign, and ever. He's going to rule and reign with a rod of iron. Now, Also, these nations will cease war and live in peace. These nations will cease war and live in peace. Let's look at Micah. The prophet Micah with me. The prophet Micah. In Micah chapter 4. Micah chapter 4 and verses 3 and 4. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man up under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken it. And then again in Isaiah chapter 2, Isaiah chapter 2, in verse number 4, And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. So we see these nations, amen, will cease war and live in peace. As we move on to point F in our lesson 17, the results of his return, with regard to society as a whole. While the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, the Bible tells us, as the water covers the sea. Look with me in Isaiah chapter 11 and verse number 9. Isaiah 11, 9. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Now, point G, with regard to the Antichrist and the devil. Well, the Antichrist will be revealed after the rapture. His reign of terror will be culminated with the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ with his saints. Look with me in 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse number 8. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. But we see that the wicked one will be revealed, amen. The Antichrist will be revealed after the rapture of the church. And then in Revelations chapter 19. Revelations chapter 19 with me. Revelations chapter 19. In verse number 20, we read Revelations 19, verse 20. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. They both were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. Amen. So we see that... they will be thrown into the lake of fire, amen, the beast, amen, and the false prophet. Now, the devil, at this time, will be chained and cast into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years, beginning with the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we read this in Revelations chapter 20, in verses 1 through 3. Revelations 20, verses 1 through 3. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. After that he must be loosed a little season. So with regard... we're looking at lesson 17, the results of his return. With regard to the Antichrist and the devil, the Antichrist will be revealed after the rapture, and his reign of terror will be culminated with the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ with his saints. And we know when the Lord comes, he'll be cast with the false prophet into the lake of fire. And then the devil will be changed and cast into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. At the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, point H, with regard to the physical universe. Well, first of all, creation shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption. Creation shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption. Let's look at Romans chapter 8 for just a moment. In Romans chapter 8, Romans 8 with me, in verses 19 through 21. Romans 8, verses 19 through 21. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself shall also be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Because we know at the fall, not only was man cursed, amen, but also the creation was cursed. And now we see that the creation will be delivered from the bondage of corruption, from the curse, amen. And then also the curse, or at least part of it, will be removed. Isaiah chapter 55 with me. Isaiah chapter 55, amen. Isaiah chapter 55. We see that the creation will be delivered from the bondage of corruption. The creation itself will not be corrupted any longer. And the curse, or at least part of it, will be removed, as we see here in Isaiah 55:13. We read this. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. So we won't see the thorns and the thickles and all these things, the briars and everything. Instead, we're going to have beautiful fir trees and myrtle trees. Amen. Also, it will mean peace to the animal world. Peace to the animal world. Look in Isaiah chapter 66 with me, verse number 25. Isaiah chapter 66. Isaiah chapter 66 with me. Again, that should be Isaiah chapter 65, verse 25, as we see there are only 24 verses in Isaiah 66, if you have the Word of God. Amen. So we want to look at Isaiah 65, verse 25, that last verse in that chapter 65 of Isaiah. We see it will mean peace to the animal world. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and the dust shall be the serpent's meat. Amen. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. The animal kingdom will not be at odds with one another. There'll be no conflict and fighting. Amen. There'll be peace to the animal world. Also, the wilderness will become fruitful. The wilderness will become fruitful. And we see this in Isaiah chapter 32 and verse 15. Isaiah 32, verse 15. Until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted far or far. So we see the wilderness will become fruitful. Also the desert, we're told, shall bloom like a rose. The desert shall bloom like a rose. Look it with me in Isaiah chapter 35. Isaiah chapter 35 and verse number 1. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and bloom as the rose. These things happen because the second coming ushers in the millennial. The millennium, the thousand-year reign of Christ, the physical, literal thousand-year reign of Christ. Now, let's conclude here with point I, our conclusion of our last lesson, the result of his return. We are warned to watch and be ready. Amen. We are warned to watch and be ready. Look with me, if you would, in Mark chapter 13 first. Mark chapter 13. In Mark chapter 13, we read this in verse 33. Take ye heed, Jesus said, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. Again in Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24 in verse number 42. Watch therefore, Jesus said, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. We are warned to watch and be ready. We are warned that we have a stewardship given to us by our Lord, and that he requires that we be faithful in that discharge of the responsibility. And of course, that is spoken about in Luke chapter 19. Amen. Luke chapter 19. in Luke chapter 19, in verses 11 through 27, we see here that he called his 10 servants and he gave them 10 pounds and he told them to occupy till he comes. In Luke 19, verses 11 through 27, it talks about the stewardship that we have. That we're to be faithful to what the Lord has given and discharge to us certain responsibilities. And we know that throughout this passage here, amen, this passage, that there was a servant who did nothing with what the Lord gave him. There were those that was given a pound and to get 10. And as a result of that, from the little, he was given a lot. He was given to be rule over 10 cities. One was given a pound, and he earned 5, so he was given rulership over 5. And there was one servant that took and hid the pound in the ground. And the Lord came and said, you could have at least put it in the bank and gotten interest on it. Amen. And, of course, we see there at the end that he that didn't do anything was taken away. He didn't lose his salvation. Amen. But I think what it indicates, he lost a reward. Rewards that he could have had, amen, as if he had been a good steward of what God had given him. So we see that. We are warned that we have a stewardship given to us by our Lord, and it requires that we be faithful in the discharge of that responsibility. And we see that wonderfully illustrated in that passage in Luke 19, verses 11 through 27. Also, we must be careful to maintain a worthy character, amen. Look with me in the first epistle of John. First epistle of John with me. In chapter number 3, in verses 1 to 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we shall know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath that hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Amen. So just the fact that we know he's coming should be enough to keep us pure, to realize he could come at any time. And we want to be living right for him when he comes, living pure and holy and separated for him. And then in view of his near return, we must hasten to carry out the great commission of Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, the taking of the gospel to every nation and every creature. Matthew 28, amen, the Great Commission, our marching orders for the church, amen. And Matthew chapter 28, and verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. So we must do our utmost to further the cause of missions. Amen. And hasten the Lord's return. Well, that concludes lesson 17, the results of his return, and that concludes our study on the doctrine of Christ. Now, I hope this course has been a blessing to you. Amen. If I can be a blessing to you in any way, please drop me a line. You can email me. My email address is av, all lowercase, av1611, KJB, underscore. Oh, let me say that again. It's av1611, underscore, KJB, at yahoo.com. Let's close in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for those students that have a desire to want to know things more about thee, that want to grow in grace, amen, and knowledge of the Word of God. Bless them now, Father. Bless their studies not only in this course, but in whatever course, other courses they may take here with Andersonville or wherever they may be, even at their local church Bible Institute. Bless them in a mighty way. Raise up these good men, amen, to preachers of the, and teachers of the Word of God. Use them for your honor and glory, Father. Help us all to be faithful servants for you. holy and pure, and live a separated life for you until you come, Lord. Father, we pray that your return, your imminent return, will keep us to keep our eyes ready and watching for you. And so when you come, you'll find us working and serving you with all our heart and all our mind and soul. Bless each student now, I pray. And it's in Jesus' name I pray and I give thanks. Amen and amen. God bless each and every one of you. And thank you for taking this course with me, Dr. Cassieri, on the Doctrine of Christ.